The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
So today's a big day in the court system. Today, the courts are hearing a plea to be able to sue the president of the United States. The woman who was a contestant on The Apprentice, who absolutely loved Donald Trump. He, according to her, he asked her to join him in his hotel room when he was in town at the Beverly Hills Peninsula, I believe it was. And she went, and they were supposed to have a conversation, and he made sexual moves towards her, and I believe said, "You don't want me as an enemy." And it was pretty bad what she said. Donald Trump denied it, called her a liar in the press. She is now suing for defamation. The White House attorneys are saying that you can't sue the president. He'll take this up after his term. Just because of the Monica Lewinsky story, I don't think that's going to hold any water. If that does, that means he's going to have to testify and go on record about what happened there, which is how it all began to fall apart for Bill Clinton. But we'll see. Personally, I think that is the way this is going to, that's what's going to lead next year, I think, is that Russia alone, I don't think, is going to be the only tact from the left. Now, we have Austin Peterson on because there's another case. We were just talking about it. The wedding cake case is in front of the Supreme Court today. And they're hearing whether or not a man's art has to be used to further someone's agenda. If you have to do, work for somebody that you disagree with. This bakery has served gay people, everybody. He has no problem. He'll sell them anything. He just will not decorate the wedding cake for their service. They say that's wrong. He says, "I have a long history of, I won't. For instance, he won't do Halloween cakes because of his religious fervor. He doesn't agree with Halloween, so he doesn't make those cakes. Nobody's suing about that. We'll see what happens with the Supreme Court. I wanted to get a libertarian on because I wanted to get somebody who I know agrees with gay marriage and would agree that you don't have to make a wedding cake to make the case here of why this is right to be able to have the freedom on both sides. Austin Peterson, welcome to the program.
Glenn, thanks for having me back.
You bet. I wanted you on as you wrote back when we asked you, and you said, "I have to say, it's a hell of a time being a secular constitutional conservative running as a Republican and defending religious freedom for people who think I'm some sort of spawn of Satan myself. But as Glenn Beck told me in our interview last year, the only time defending liberty matters is when you defend the liberty of someone who disagrees with you." So talk to me about your position.
Right. Well, that's what you encapsulated it all right there. I mean, the thing is that I think that he should bake the cake, but I would never force him to do so. But the thing is that we're talking about religious liberty and gay marriage when in reality, the heart of this argument is the issue of private property. The question is, should any business have the right to refuse service to anyone for any reason? Well, they should, but that's not the world that we live in. And now we have even the best laid plans of mice and men can go wrong, because what we've done is we've created these protected classes, and everyone who is 40 years of age and older is a protected class. But if you're a white male, 40 years of age or under, well, you're out of luck. So I think that the problem is that now we're going to get into the question of whether or not the gay marriage question is under threat. I think it's not. Justice Kennedy is going to be, I think, the crux of this, and the decision is going to come down to him. He did vote for Obergefell, but he's also found an expansive definition of free speech and religious liberty, which I think this clearly falls under. No one should be forced to bake the cake. And that's why I asked Gary Johnson last year, should you force a Jewish baker to bake a cake for a Nazi wedding? Well, of course, nobody believed that except for Governor Gary Johnson for some reason. I mean, even Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders didn't believe that. because most people don't understand where these laws came from, and that's the real problem, is the sort of historical illiteracy that we have in the United States.
Can you touch on that? Where did this law come from?
Absolutely. Well, in the 1960s, we had a stain of racism and Jim Crow. Local governments were cracking down on blacks, and the federal government had to step in and say, according to the 14th Amendment and according to the Constitution, you cannot abridge the privileges and immunities of certain classes of people. The Interstate Commerce Clause was used to say that people who are of color should be able to stay at hotels. People of color should be allowed to sit at lunch counters. And in the context of that time, it absolutely makes sense why the Civil Rights Act was passed. But now, because of the Title II section of that definition, Title II stated that businesses are not private, businesses are public, and you are not allowed to discriminate. So now we have these discrimination laws that are being used for the reverse of what they were intended.
Right.
But they're not
consistent. I don't know if you remember the coffee shop owner in Seattle that kicked the anti-abortion people out of his coffee shop. They weren't handing out flyers or anything. Somebody came in and had a flyer that they had and said, hey, you know, these are the guys who are passing out these anti-abortion flyers. The guy wigged on them, called them all sorts of names, and they said, we're not passing it out. We're not talking to anybody here. We're just having coffee. I don't want you in my store. And he literally chased them out. It was a really ugly scene. I believe he has the right to do that, but I don't even think the court would stand against him on that one. But they certainly will with a bakery, because we're playing favorites now.
Right. And the problem, of course, is that both sides don't seem to quite understand the true position of liberty in this one, and that's the private property. And, of course, the problem with defending liberty has always been that you end up defending scum or miscreants or the people like, you know, cigarette smokers who want to smoke inside bars and things like that. So, you know, unfortunately, you have to stop creeping tyranny in its crib before it can grow and metastasize to what it's become. And again, no secret that the left hates Christians. They hate white males, and they will do anything they can to use the law to go and oppress those groups that they despise. Unfortunately, it will get used against them. It will come back and bite them in the butt. So I think that if we were to look at the true liberty position and say that anyone should have the right to refuse service, that doesn't mean that we condone it. I don't condone racism. I do think that gay couples should have the right to get married. I mean, honestly, the true position is that government shouldn't be in a marriage business at all. But, you know, unfortunately, we can't have that. So we have to force governments to compel them to not abridge privileges and immunities.
So how is this going to come back and bite them in the butt? How, if you are a liberal, do you not see what's coming? What is coming?
Well, I think that the Christians will get fed up and they will turn around and they will claim discrimination against them. And there will be court cases where a gay baker doesn't want to bake the cake for the Christian wedding. And then they'll get sued and they'll come back. And unless the court finds in favor of freedom now, which they absolutely should, the Department of Justice, the Trump administration have issued plenty of court briefs. Many of the more libertarian law legal institutes, I believe Institute for Justice as well, has filed legal briefs, friend of the court briefs. So this is the chance now to turn the tide against statism. And it's not to say that discrimination is a good. We don't have to condone discrimination. I don't think you should discriminate, but you should have the right to discriminate. Because the problem is that everybody thinks that we should force people to be good. Government's job is to force people to be good. I think that the role of government is to make us free, not to make us into better people. That's what society's for. Neighbors, families, friends, churches. That's what this is all about. And frankly, I mean, right now in Missouri, where I'm running for the Senate, these people, these Missouri voters are waking up to this, and I think that we're going to get a change. I think the court will find in our favor.
It's really an amazing thing to watch, Austin, talking to Austin Peterson, who is running for Senate in Missouri. The New York Times talked about trying to give this wide definition of art, as if being a baker is not art. Because this situation, and it's a little bit different than some previous cases where people were arguing more on the basis of religious freedom, really here, this case seems to be more argued on the basis of, can you compel an artist to advance a message that they don't like? And they talk, and we've had these situations with photographers, for example, that I don't know how you would deny would be art, but they still seem to push back against this. One of the examples the New York Times uses is a well-manicured lawn a form of art by this definition, and they're trying to ridicule the idea that a cake could possibly be art. But if you ever watch a sporting event, like the All-Star Game in the Major League in Major League Baseball, they'll carve in, you know, symbols, artistic symbols into the lawn as they do this. Even cutting a lawn can be artistic. If a person,
let me ask it this way: if you were Mexican heritage, mm-hmm. and you were in San Francisco, and the owner of the lawn said, I want you to cut in, build the wall in an artistic way, right. Which side would the progressives argue for?
Exactly. I mean, there's so many inconsistencies, but frankly, I think both left and right have inconsistencies.
Yes.
The New York Times came out and said that Jack Phillips, who is the defendant in this case, is an artist. It's not a stretch. He uses his skills to make wedding cakes. And they are works of art. But the adjutant, David Mullins and Charlie Craig, they are saying this is a civil rights issue. But nobody is taking away their right to go to the cake baker next door. I mean, it's not like there isn't competition, and people just don't have faith in freedom. They don't believe that a cake baker next door is going to say, hey, well, they're losing business, I'm going to set up a shop next door. Or what about a boycott? What about the freedom of people to say, well, I don't like how this business operates, and I will choose not to go there, so they lose business. But people just don't have faith in freedom anymore. I do. I still believe in freedom. That's what I'm fighting for, and that's why I'm running for office again.
So how's that going to work out for you, Austin, and in Missouri?
Well, I'll tell you, it's not going bad. I mean, obviously, I'm not the favorite in this race. I'm not the Mitch McConnell pick, but we have raised quite a bit of money. We've got thousands of volunteers. I've gotten some good endorsements. People like Ben Shapiro have told people to support me, the true conservatives. And what's strange is that even though I tried to run against them last year, a lot of the Trumpers like me too. But I think they kind of like me because I tell it like it is. And even when I disagree with them on certain issues like the wall, perhaps, or maybe the troop surge in Afghanistan recently with the president, I do agree with them on most of the issues, and they do like me. I mean, the president said some nice things about my opponent the other day. But then the Trumpers started calling into the radio show and saying, hey, Austin's our guy. And I was like, okay, well, this is going to get interesting pretty soon.
It is a wild world we live in now.
It's nuts.
Austin Peterson running for the U.S. Senate in Missouri as a Republican, a strong defender of freedom and a libertarian. And if you are in Missouri, I strongly recommend that you check out his record and see if you don't agree with him more than you disagree. If you are a constitutionalist, I think you're going to like a lot of what he has to say. Austin Peterson, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
You bet.
Glenn Beck,
The Blaze Radio Network.
I run my mouth for a living, all day, basically. And it can be a little exhausting. I mean, it's not a real job, but it still could be exhausting. Plus, I do have all-day meetings afterwards, and I've got a couple of little kids. At times, energy runs a little bit low. That's why I take Dawn to Dusk. Now, I get to that point in the afternoon where I just want to fall asleep on any couch that I can find. Dawn to Dusk is great. It solves these problems for you. It's a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement which lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. If it's giving me jitters, I don't want it. That's not what Dawn to Dusk does. Now, a cup of coffee in the morning is fine. But unlike coffee, Dawn to Dusk can last up to 10 hours. It increases your focus, and it's a fraction of the cost per day. I swear coffee these days is like the price of a Kia. Dawn to Dusk is the product. Brickhouse Nutrition is the company, and it's BrickhouseStew.com. Right now, get 15% off a one-month supply, but only when you use offer code STEW at checkout. That's BrickhouseStew.com.